could be real rich land, is all I know.
Okay. You can't, no other words for that?
Good soil.
Okay. Any more?
Well,
what about something like fertile?
Fertile?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. You'd say it wouldn't need any fertilizer, but it was rich land and poor land. You'd say, well, this needs fertilizer.
Yes.
And like that.
Well, what do you call land down along the side of a stream?
Bottoms.
Okay.
And lowland.
Okay. Is there any difference in lowland and bottoms?
It's all the same.
Okay. How about along a hill? Would you have any special name for that?
Just hillsides.
Okay. What about lowland that's all grown up in grass that you might cut the hay off?
Well, that's your hay farm.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard it called anything like a meadow or marshland or whatever?
Well, no, ma'am. I just ain't gonna say, but see, Mike, I've heard them call them marsheries to salt to cultivate and let it grow up in hay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
See, Mike,
called marsheries?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about, something that land that has water standing in it most of the time.
Called a lagoon.
Uh-huh. Well, may have some trees in it, though.
Yeah. Ponds. Uh-huh.
But suppose it's not that deep. It just has water standing, you know, maybe about that deep or so, and it has trees growing in it, maybe some bushes or something.
Lowland, they call it lagoons back.
Uh-huh. Would you ever have any word like swamp?
Yes, ma'am.
What would that be?
It'd just be a swamp, just like lowland.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference in that and a lagoon?
Well, what we always call swamps, it didn't stay ponded in water.
Uh-huh.
But it was low and wet.
Uh-huh.
And the lagoons have water on them all the time.
Yes. And what would be the difference in a lagoon and a pond?
None.
Same thing. How deep could it be?
Well, some of it deeper than others, but on the common thing, very shallow.
Mm-hmm. Like about 2-3 feet or
yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, do you know any word for that along the sea where the land is real wet? Okay. What kinds of soil might you have in a field besides real rich soil?
Well, you could have what they call poor land or rich land or good soil or this is bad soil, things like that.
Well, what would it be made up of around here if it wasn't too good? What would be in it?
Well, they just have to use fertilizer to build it, to cultivate it.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, some people have a lot of sand, you know.
Huh.
I don't know what the land around here is like. Is it mostly sand or is it?
Well, it's both. It's some sand and some what's called clay and some rocky land.
Mm-hmm.
Different names.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you have any food kinds of part sand and part clay?
Well, no. The soil is always on top of the clay. And the clay is under.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the soil is deeper in places than it is in others.
Yeah. Well, if you've got this real swampy kind of land and you want to plant it,